You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online as well at wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts. This Saturday at 10:30 in the morning, you'll see people walking with strollers, with children, and with dogs at Tradition Square. They'll be taking part in the second annual Walk for SIDS research, sponsored by the Ethan James SIDS Foundation. The organizer is Anna Schindler. She lost her perfectly healthy 4-month-old son, Ethan James, to SIDS in 2011. She joins us now to talk about the walk and about SIDS. SIDS isn't something we hear an awful lot about.
You won't hear a lot about SIDS. You get the pamphlets in the hospital, and somebody comes and talks about the parenting classes, and they give you all these risk factors. And my son didn't apply to any of those. He was nursed. He slept on his back. He didn't get blankets. He didn't, you know, we did everything we could. He even had a special monitor. So when Ethan's diagnosis came back as SIDS, the medical examiner even said, it doesn't make any sense. I'm so sorry. But I can tell you that 2,500 babies every year pass away just like this.
This is the second walk. How did the first one go, and how are things going with this one?
Better than we ever expected.
Really?
Yeah, we went through a partner company's First Candle. First Candle is really in charge of all the research. They do most of the research and fund quite a bit of it for SIDS research, stillborns, premature babies. And they're just a great foundation. They're just a great not-for-profit. And they kind of guide you. And they said, you know, don't be upset. Your first event, you might get 20 or 30 people, but we had 250, and we raised $5,000.
And this is just a walk? It's not a run?
It's just a walk. We walk twice down the lake at Tradition. Strollers are welcome. Dogs are welcome. Families walk. People walk as teams.
And how much are you hoping to raise in addition? You know, money, of course, and awareness as well.
Of course. Of course, we have Healthy Starts going to come out and set up a booth so they can help educate people. And the money goes towards research because sometimes, like Ethan, you can take all the precautions in the world and it still happens. And it's not okay that 2,500 babies die a year with no cause, rhyme, or reason.
No. It's just mind-boggling. And I think that for speaking as a parent myself, it's one of those things that scares you the most, one of the reasons we sit and watch our kids sleep. And that's maybe why we don't hear so much about it, because it's just, we'd rather not think about it.
You know, and Ethan took a 5-minute nap. Ethan wasn't a big sleeper. He was a very active little guy. Sleep was not really in his vocabulary. He was just always awake and always go, 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 and very alert, and was always talking and flirting and playing. So he took a 5-minute nap. He wasn't even down for the night.
Tell us a little bit more about Ethan.
He was just the most energetic baby you could ever hope for. He was very independent. He did what he wanted when he wanted. From the time he was maybe a week old, 2 weeks old, you had to hold him outwards so he could see the world. He didn't want to be held close to you. He would play all the time. He loved bath time. He liked to take walks, and he would just talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. And you know, remember, he would disrupt church. The pastor used to come and take him and hold him, because there was just no making him be quiet.
And so Saturday's walk is something you've put together to help honor Ethan and to help make sure that it doesn't happen to others.
Absolutely. You have to have research to find a cause. Once you can find a cause, you can test for it. And a lot of times when you can test for it, that's when you develop your cures.
The Ethan James Foundation has a website. You can find out more about Saturday's walk or contact Anna Schindler for information about SIDS or support for parents who have suffered a SIDS loss. It's ethanjamesfoundation.org. We'll have a link on our website, wqcs.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.